Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أولم يكفي بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Alameen has blessed the people of Iman with the name Ash-Shahidu. Ash-Shahid is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars have mentioned the meaning of Ash-Shahid is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to everything that we are doing. Allah is a witness to everything that we are doing. Scholars have mentioned that this name is a very powerful name for that individual who wants to reform and rectify himself for the better. Generally, what happens is that the shaitan plays mind games with us, and he will put this spin, a spin in the mind and the heart, and he will say to us and convince us that nobody is watching you. Nobody is watching you. And he will want to hypnotize you in that way. It's fine, who is watching you? Your friends are not here today. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your family, nobody is here. You are out of the country. Nobody is watching you. You are out of the city. Nobody is watching you. You are alone in your room, and your room is locked. Nobody is watching you. You have access to everything. Nobody is watching you. And so these are the mind games that shaitan actually plays with people, that nobody is watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is actually the attitude of Ahle Kufr, the Kuffar, that nobody is watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Ash-Shaheed. And Ash-Shaheed means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to your doings, whatever you do, 24 hours. Every second of your life. Whether you are in Leicester, London, India, Pakistan, Africa, Europe, America, in the plane, in a car, wherever you are, inside the Kaaba, in Masjid-e-Nabwi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, outside, in the park, in town center, in a meeting room, in your room, wherever and whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be mindful. Ana, I am a shaheed. I am a witness to everything what you are doing. If a man can make this muraqabah and this kind of thinking all the time, then this will really assist him. Really assist him. We need no one, we just need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we just slightly change our thinking that He is a shaheedu, but Allah is a witness to everything what we are doing, then a person will be careful. A person will be mindful. When you are in a room and it's an examination room, you will have the professors and the teachers that are walking, and this is your test, and the paper is in front of you. But you are always looking, and the mumtahin is observing you and is a witness to whatever you are doing all the time. In the world that we live in, we understand what an important role the witness plays. A witness, he has a great responsibility. In a crime scene, for an example, if he is a witness to a crime that he has seen with his eyes, subhanallah, the case will be solved there and then. It could save hundreds of pounds. Why? We have a witness. And justice will be given to the victim or the victim's family. We have a witness. If you want to get married, if a person who decides to get married, remember that according to Imam Shafi'i and Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, a person cannot get married without the permission of the wali. A person cannot get married without the permission of the wali. And the strongest wali is the father. Who is it? The father. Because of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. But we are Hanafis. We are Hanafis. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says no. He is a bit lenient. That if there is compatibility between the two, compatibility, then permission can be given. Although even Imam Abu Hanifa says that this is not the right practice. But on a level of fatwa, it is okay. It is accepted. But you need two Muslim witnesses, or two women and one man, or two men, witnesses. Only then you can get married. So witness plays a very powerful role. Just for brothers to understand, I'm slightly sidetracking, but it is good for us as information. When a man and a woman gets married, we have two witnesses in the masjid. We have two witnesses in the masjid. And then we have the wali or the wakil. The reason why I say wali, because the father is not a wakil. The father is a wali. His status is higher than a wakil. So if he is the father who is saying that I've taken permission from my daughter and I am the wali, so he is the wakil wali. So you have two witnesses and then you have the father who is the wakil or the wali. One is actually taking permission from the lady. Now, strictly from the mas'ala point of view, you don't need to have two witnesses also there when you are taking permission from the lady. That is not a requirement. Two witnesses is only when you are performing the nikah here at a masjid officially. Not when you are taking permission from a woman. However, the ulama say it is a good practice. There is no harm. So even when you take permission from a lady, from a girl, that beti, you know, do you give permission for yourself to make nikah with so and so person? And she says, jiha, I give permission. If the father is there, he needs no witness. He doesn't need any witness. But khair, even if there are witnesses there, that is a good practice. But according to the mas'ala, you don't have to be there. Brothers understand that much. You don't need two witnesses there and then two witnesses here. The reason why we have two witnesses officially is so that on paper nowadays, if somebody says to you, by who was your witness, at least you have two names. But in a way, the entire congregation is a witness. So your nikah is done also. Your nikah is done because everybody is here. But we write two official names because that is a document that you will keep with you. And if there is an issue where proof is needed, then you have two official witnesses. And so there is no harm actually. For the proper procedure should be that the father should be a wali. The father should be a wali, or a grandfather should be a wali, and he should take permission. But you don't need two witnesses. Khair, this is another mas'ala. On the subject of how important in this world the role of a witness is, how important that character is, that he is a witness. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am also a witness to everything what you are doing. Now let me explain what is Allah a witness as. How does Allah witness everything? How is He a shaheed? How is He a witness to us? The ulama have explained that Allah is a witness to your speech. Allah is a witness to your speech. Everything what you say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to your actions. So whatever you are doing in this world, the shaitan says nobody is watching you. Allah Pak is saying, no. I am a shaheed. I am there as a witness to your speech. I am a witness to your actions. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness also to that which a person hides in the heart. To that which a person conceals in the heart, even to that Allah is a witness. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that, my respected brothers. If this reality sinks in the heart, a person will not steal. Why? Nobody is watching me in the shop. My boss is not here. I am on the till. Easily I can take out five pounds. What will the boss know? I am working in a shop. I can steal. But if this reality is in the mind, if it sinks in, that Allah is a witness by, my boss is not there, but Allah is a shaheed. Then subhanallah, these are the kind of people we want around us. With this realization. If the children realize that, oho, Allah is a shaheed. A child is in his school and somebody says to him, you know, this is a cigarette, start smoking. And he looks around, like nobody is there. But then he remembers the bayan of Mauli Sahab and he's sitting and he says, oho, Mauli Sahab said, Allah is a shaheed. Allah is a shaheed. Allah is a shaheed. Then he will stop smoking. Because Allah is a witness. You don't need nobody. There is this buzrug whose name is Allama Mushki. What was his name? Allama مشکی، عجیب، علامہ مشکی، ڈاکٹر صاحب علامہ مشکی، what is the meaning of علامہ مشکی؟ علامہ مشکی was a very young man and he was a student studying in a madrasa. Very handsome. He was young and Allah had blessed him with a lot of beauty. Very handsome man. So every day he would walk at a distance from his house and he would go to the Islamic school, university, madrasa, Darul Uloom, he would go there. Now where he was living, where he was studying, of course if you look at India, Pakistan nowadays, what happens is that everything is in the open. MashaAllah, the doors are open, everything is open. There was this young lady that would see this young boy that he is going all the time to the madrasa, Darlo. And she would admire him and she loved him. And she wanted this individual. Now that young boy did not know anything. So this lady decided to trap him. So she said to this old woman that tomorrow at this time the student will be passing by from the house. You say to him that please my child, because she's an old lady, say that, you know, I am like your mother. Can you please help me take something out from the house? And then when he comes into the house, then you go away. So the lady took money and said, no problem. So this young boy came, so this woman went and said, beta, beta, my son, can you please help me in the house? I've got to remove something or move something from one side to another. So this young boy came inside, said, Amma Jan, of course I am a bit late, but I will come, no problem. And he went inside. Then from the side she said to this old lady that now you go. And she locked the bedroom, she locked the room. Like how Yusuf alayhi salam was trapped, she also trapped this young boy. And she said to this young boy, you are young, I am young. Allah has given you beauty, I am also very beautiful. Now nobody is watching. You can fulfill your desire upon me and let's do whatever we want to do. Nobody will know. Nobody will know. Now a young boy, temptation is there. Young lady, nobody is there. The room is locked. Remember what we said, that Allah is a witness. Allah is a witness. A shaheed. And in fact in Surah Yusuf, Allah says, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And so this young boy, very intelligent, he was a student of madrasa. And he said, he looked at the face of this woman. This woman was in the mood of committing guna and zina. So he said to this lady that, look, whatever you are putting in front of me, it is fine. But right now, if you allow me, can I just use the toilet and become farig? Can I become farig and then I'll come to you? So she said, no problem, go, here is the toilet. The latrine is here. Become farig and then come. Now in those days, of course, you don't have a system where you flush the toilets and everything goes. So they would have this latrine and, you know, the filth and everything was just on one side. The feces is there, the sewage box that was there kind of. Now look at this young boy wanting to protect himself from guna. What he does, he actually puts his hand where the sewage pipes were and he, Allahu Akbar, takes out the filth, the feces that was there. And he starts rubbing it on the hands, on the clothes, on the face and everywhere. And he takes this so that he is completely dirty and smelling. And then he opens the door and he says to this young girl, now I am ready, do whatever you want. You know, this was something that he could do. Then a great crime, guna. So this lady said, you are a madman. What are you? You are crazy. You are crazy. And she opened the door and chased him out and said, get out. What is this? Dirty man, you want to do this? Now the student, his habit was that he would never be late in the madrasa. He saw that Hazrat was already giving his dars. And so he decided, I live so far. Now it's in the open, the scholars would sit outside and, you know, it was an open arena and dars was given. So he thought that, let me sit very much at the back, just listen to the dars, and then at an opportunity I will clean myself or do something or talk to somebody what has happened. So now he sat right at the back, nobody could see him. Now Hazrat was giving his dars, hadith, and there was this strong smell of mushk and fragrance that was coming. So the sheikh, the teacher said that, who has put on this itar? So the student said, nobody, Hazrat, nobody. Hazrat is saying, no, this is a very beautiful fragrance, very beautiful smell. So Hazrat stood up and he wanted to identify the source of smell of this fragrance. And he walked and he walked and he came, and right behind there was this young boy student sitting there with his kitab. And Hazrat noticed that the fragrance is from this boy. So all the khushbu of mushk was coming from him. And so Hazrat said, stand up, where did you buy this fragrance? So he says, Hazrat, you know, is this some kind of a masti? Are you joking with me? He says, no. What we are all smelling, fragrance. So he was perspiring and he was a bit scared. But in front of the teacher, he said, no, Hazrat, I will tell you the truth. Let me confess, you know, this lady invited me towards guna and I didn't know what to do. But the only thing that came to my mind, because I know my Allah is watching, she locked me, she might scream, she might accuse me, what to do? Foreign, this idea came that this is what I do and this is what I did. And Hazrat actually hugged him and said, by the barakat of your good intention and your good deed, Allah has transformed feces into mushk. Feces into mushk. From then on, this young boy became a great scholar in Islam, and he was known as Allama Mushki, rahmatullah alayh. He's passed away. What was his name? Allama Mushki, rahmatullah. And the reason why mushki was given to him is because of this incident that occurred with him when he was young. My brothers, so many people are in this situation. Sometimes we are alone, working with somebody. The shaitan wants to trap us. But we need to understand that Allah is a shaheedu. Allah is a shaheed. Allah is a witness to everything that what we do. My brothers, the first lesson that we learn from this name, Ash-Shaheed, is Tawheed. What is it? Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. How? That is why when a person becomes a Muslim, what do we say? Take your Shahada. Take your Shahada. Ash-Shaheed gives Shahadat. Ash-Shaheed gives Shahadat. Shaheed means the witness. When the witness testifies, that is called shahadat. So that is why when a person becomes a Muslim, he will say, I bear witness. I bear witness, there is no God but Allah. So he is actually giving shahadat. That is why he is giving shahadat, there is no God but Allah. So the first lesson that we learn, the most important testimony, and the shahadat that we all must give all the time, is understanding the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can enter Jannah until he testifies to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi writes in his famous tafsir of the Quran, very famous tafsir of the Quran. Allama Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi writes that two Jewish scholars came to the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And so, when they looked at the city of Medina, they were shocked and amazed that the city of Medina fits as a perfect description of that city which is described in the Torah, which will be the residence of the last Nabi that comes. So they looked at the city of Medina Munawwara and they said, Subhanallah, you know, this is the city. And they also heard that there was a man in the city of Medina who claimed towards messengership and that he is the Prophet of Allah. This was his claim. So they said to the locals that, look, is there a man who calls himself the Rasul and the Nabi of Allah, Nabi, a prophet? So they said, yes, take us to that person. So now these two Jewish scholars come and they have a meeting with who? Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. When they have a meeting with him, when they saw the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they saw the face and then both of them were looking at each other. They said that the face tells us that he is the Nabi of Allah. So then they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Anta Muhammad? Are you Muhammad? And Huzur alayhi salam said yes. Then they said to him, Anta Ahmad? Are you Ahmad? And Huzur alayhi salam said yes. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ana Muhammad wa Ahmad. I am also Muhammad and I am also Ahmad. The two names that were given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That he is Ahmad, he is Muhammad, and also that Maqam-e Mahmood, that is also an honor that is given to him. So they said to him that we are going to ask you one question, and if you give us the right answer, both of us will embrace Islam upon your hands. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ask me whatever you want to ask. And they said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell us which is the greatest, who is the greatest witness? Who is the greatest witness? Who is the greatest witness? Now when they said this to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some ayats of the Quran were revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, you know. And the very first page that I open is that. From the whole Quran, the very first page I open is that ayat. Subhanallah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed certain ayats of the Quran. Now my brothers, some of you might think that how much do we learn and how much do we memorize and there's so much wazaif that we do. Subhanallah, no problem. What I'm saying to you, you don't have to memorize. Nowadays we have technology, you have your mobile phones. What is it? You have your mobile phones. If you make good use of your mobile phone, you will get sawab. But if you make foul use of your mobile phone, you will get guna. So even if you can't memorize, then at least insert certain ayats on your mobile. So whenever you are free, you can read this ayat. Now this ayat-e-kareema was revealed upon Nabi-e-kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Surah Al-Imran. What is it? Surah Al-Imran, which is the third chapter of the Quran. And the ayat number is 18. Ayat number is 18. So it is this ayat-e-kareema that was revealed. When the two Jewish people were asking Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam that who is the greatest witness? Who is the greatest witness? So this ayat-e-kareema was revealed. Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaikatu wa ulul ilm qa'iman bil qist. La ilaha illahu al-azizul hakim. Very, very powerful ayat of the Quran. The translation is that Allah is a witness to this, that there is no God but He. And this is in a figurative sense. That Allah is a witness that there is no God but He. And who else is a witness to that? Allah is saying, and the angels. And then who else? وَأُولُوا ilm, and the people of knowledge. The people of knowledge. Ulama say that this is the greatest verse of the Quran that speaks of the virtue of the ulama of this ummah. Of the ulama of this ummah. That Allah has included their testimony with the angels and with His name. that Allah bears witness that there is no God but He, and also the angels, and also the people of knowledge. قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who maintains justice, equity. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illahu, there is no God but He. Al-Aziz, very powerful. Al-Hakim, the most wise. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this ayat-e-kareema, in Musnad-e-Ahmad it is mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did wird of this ayat-e-kareema in Arafat, in Maidan-e-Arafat. And he read this ayat-e-kareema, and after reading, he said, وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ يَا رَبِّ. O Allah, like how the angels testify, I have also testified to this, that there is no God but You, O my Lord. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Now if a person is reading this ayat-e-kareema, even in English, if he says, Ya Allah, I also testify that there is no God but You, the narration of A'mash rahmatullah alayhi, it is said that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the statement of that person, and he says to the angels that this man testified to my oneness, and today in front of my angels, I will also fulfill my promise, and Allah opens the gates of Jannah for that individual. Now my respected brothers, we have heard of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, the host of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. He is the narrator. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari says, anyone who reads Ayatul Kursi, Ayatul, we know of Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul. And then anyone who reads this ayat-e kareema, Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu, until here, or even until the next ayat, Hisab. Until Hisab or until Hakim. If he reads till Hisab, it is good. So from Shaheed Allah until here. So from verse number 18 and 19. Verse number 18 and 19. And then Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari says, if we turn the next page, then the famous ayat, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَى. From here, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ Til bi ghayri hisab. Qulillahumma til bi ghayri hisab. And so again in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 26 and 27. So Ayatul Kursi, then Surah Ali Imran chapter 3, verse number 18 and 19. Verse number 18 and 19. Then verse number 26 and 27. In the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him in 70 things that he is in most need of. The least of all that will be Allah's forgiveness. So it is again a very, very powerful verse. If you read it, mashallah, for a hafiz, he should not miss out from this. For a hafiz, he should not miss out from this. At least once in a day. At least once in a day, by at least before you go to sleep, then just read this much. It won't take long. But this is the virtue. This is the virtue. And so, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest witness. And the two Jewish scholars that came, embraced Islam upon the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like that also the ulama have mentioned, some of the mushrikeen came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to him that you say you are the Nabi of Allah, who is your witness? Who is your witness? And then verses of the Quran were revealed. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the greatest witness? Who is the greatest witness? Qulillah. Say to them, is there anyone greater than Allah? Allah is a witness to your prophethood. That they are saying, who is your witness that you are a Rasul? Qulillah. Say, Allah is your witness. The mushrikeens are saying, who is your witness? Allah. Shaheedun bayni wa baynakum. Bhai, Allah is saying that Allah is a witness to me and you. Huzur alayhi salam, shaheedun baini wa bainakum. That Allah is a witness between you and I. So Allah is the greatest witness. Allah is the greatest witness. So these are masail, my respected brothers, that we require to understand and to do muraqabah of all the time. Very, very important. Now, inshallah, just to conclude very quickly. In this dunya, maybe somebody can get away with a crime. Sometimes you can buy witnesses, you pay them and they will keep the mouth shut. Or sometimes you can tamper with proof and evidence. Incarcerating proof, evidence can be destroyed. Anything can happen. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is a shaheed in this dunya, but on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, it is said that the skin and the eyes and the ears will actually testify against that person. In the hadith it comes, and Sheikh Abu Bakr Bazzar has actually narrated this. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was smiling and laughing. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, Ala tas'alunni an ayy shay'in dhahiktu. Are you people not going to question me why I am smiling and laughing? Sahaba ikram ajma'in said, Nabi of Allah, we would like to know. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I see what you don't see. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be presented in front of Allah in his court. And you know, some people, bichara, they are simple people and juhala. Sometimes we don't even know how to talk to people. So this man will say, Bari ta'ala, did you not promise me that you are not going to do anything that is of an unjust nature, that you will not treat me unjustly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, yes, I promised you I will not treat you unjustly. Yani zulm Allah will not do upon him. So now he will want to play a fast one. So he will say, okay, now you have said that, Allah Pak, I am not going to accept anyone as a witness against me. I will only accept myself as a witness to myself. Thinking that if he is a witness to himself, he will only be talking good about himself. So he's saying, Bas Allah Pak, you said you will not do zulm on me and you will not treat me unjustly. What I am saying now is my request, that I am not going to accept anybody else as a witness against me. I will only accept myself for myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him then, isn't Allah and the angels who are kiraman katibin enough as witnesses to you? And this will be said to him a few times. Isn't Allah and the angels enough witnesses? And so what will happen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, okay, I even accept this. You want yourself to be a witness? No problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah that now I am sealing your lips. Is zaban ne bahut barbar kiya. Is zaban ne bahut bol bol kiya. Bahut wo bolti rahi, zaban chalti rahi. You know, you've done too much speaking. So now the lips will be sealed, the tongue will be sealed. You can't speak. And then Allah Pak will say, as you wish. And everything will open up. Then the eyes will speak. Then the ears will speak. Then the skin will speak against him. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ. And he will be so shocked that he will point at his own body. And he will say, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. What is the matter with you? Are you not part of me? Are we not one that you are testifying against me? Can you not be quiet? And the eyes and the ears and the skin will say, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Today, that Allah has made us speak, that Allah has made us speak, that makes everything speak. That makes everything speak. And we are under the order of Allah. And he will start to hate his own body. He will start to hate himself. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Ameen.
What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, if Allah can put something like the tongue here and produce voice, then Allah cannot produce voice from this. Allah cannot produce voice from this. Can Allah not produce voice from this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make anything speak. Anything speak. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, everything is registered. Every step we have taken on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will speak and it will give information. Everything. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because it is the Amr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to everything that we are doing. You can switch off your lights and you are locked up in your room and you think nobody is there. But who is there? A shaheed. Who is there? A witness. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, if we keep this attitude, you will see that mashallah, we will become, this dunya will become jannat for us. This dunya will become jannat for us. I know brothers are a bit tired, inshallah. Just a few minutes of muraqabah and then we do dua, inshallah. So inshallah, if you close your eyes and imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shaheed, He is a witness to everything. And let this heart also take the name of Allah, and Allah is a witness to this. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين